Hello, everyone. Welcome to Live to Tape with Rogers and
Wonder.
I'm Rogers.
I'm Wonder.
Together, we are the collective known as what I just previously said.
Which, in case you didn't hear, is Rogers and Wonder.
That's right. Today's episode, I think, it might be our greatest theme we've had so far. What do you think, Greg?
I don't think. I know it is the greatest theme we've had so far.
And we have had some good ones. We had things I'd be good at, but haven't tried yet.
We had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That was good.
We had a nerd one.
But today is all about something special.
Exactly. So if you've been listening to this podcast, what is this, the 10th episode?
You know, it is. It is the 10th episode.
This is the 10th.
Happy 10th.
That's right. This is the 10th episode, which, you know, should be treated as a spectacular, you know, a blowout, a great big celebration.
Man, if I had known, I would have brought my kazoo.
That's true. We can put some kazoo noises in later.
All right, good.
All right, are you ready to reveal to the people what today's episode is all about?
Let's do it.
Do the honors.
Well, you guys are in for a treat because today's episode is about the one, the only, Ashton Kutcher.
That's right. Kutchman, part two. We're doing...
The Kutchman.
We're doing yet another episode based around our favorite and your favorite, Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. We figured last week, you know, it just wasn't enough.
We just...
People want more. We got an overwhelming response on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
we just felt like we didn't cover enough, you know? He has a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of interesting things, and we just tipped the iceberg.
I know. Barely scraped the surface of the deep inner workings of the Kutchman.
That's right. So I think today we're going to start off by sharing a little bit of trivia, you know, for the audience that maybe they don't know about the Kutchman.
Okay. Well, what do we got?
You want me to do the honors of the first fun fact?
Yes. Let's hear it.
All right. Ashton Kutcher, first fun fact of the day. Dropped out of the University of Iowa to pursue modeling. His major was biochemical engineering, and he used to have a job sweeping the floor at a General Mills plant.
Wow. See? He's a man of the people.
Yeah, he's well-rounded. You know, he had a blue-collar job, but he was also going to school for some crazy brainy stuff.
Wow. There's no surprise there.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. College dropout. See, kids, school isn't for everyone.
No, you don't all need to go, you know?
You don't need school. Go ahead and drop out. Become a model.
Yeah, work at a General Mills plant.
And see, because then he won the Fresh Faces Iowa modeling contest in 97. And that started the whole thing, his whole career in New York City.
He won a contest, huh?
He did, yeah.
See, that's the key. There's a lot, every day there's a lot of contests out there.
And how are you going to do them if you're going to school?
Exactly. You can't be studying, you can't be, you know.
You know, yeah, studying and trying to look good at the same time. Just
smoking in your dorm room, you know.
Right, pizzas at 2 a.m.
Jeez.
Not going to keep that model face for very long with that kind of behavior.
That's right. And just in case you were wondering, Ashton Kutcher is 6'2 and a half.
Wow.
Perfect.
Tall guy.
The perfect height, many say.
6'2 and a half, yeah.
Yep.
The perfect height.
Yeah. You know his first name's actually Christopher, Greg? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Christopher Ashton Kutcher.
Well, I wonder where he why he didn't want to go with Chris Kutcher. It's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, but I feel like it shows a little too much attitude. It doesn't show his soft side.
You're right. You're right. Man. Well, did you know that that our man Chris Ashton has a fraternal twin brother, Michael?
I did not, no.
Yes. And apparently his brother is working in politics or something. I believe he has cerebral palsy, which is terrible, and he's trying to raise awareness or do something for the cause. So we got a very talented and thoughtful family on our hands.
That's good. Yeah, he's a great guy, and I'm sure anyone related to him is as great.
Yeah, because I'm sure his older sister Tasha is just as great.
Yes, Tasha, eh? I wonder what she's like. You think she's I bet she's athletic.
I can only imagine. The genes in that family.
I bet she high jumps, if I had to guess.
That's a strange assumption, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Did you know Ashton Kutcher, in 2002, was one of Teen People's 25 hottest stars under 25?
Wow.
I bet if they did that today, you know, he would be, like, if they had a different list that was 35 people under 35.
He'd be on it.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that he was also voted?
Well, I guess he'd be right over it.
Be on VH1's 100 Hottest Hotties.
No, but it makes sense. If I picked 100, he'd be on there.
No surprise there. Although, the only surprise is that he was number 3 and not number 1.
Wow. Who are the two heels that beat him?
I don't know.
You know who beat him out once for a role in Pearl Harbor 2001, the movie?
Who?
Josh Hartnett.
Really? But he was going to be Hartnett's character.
Yeah, but if you look at the characters today, if you look at what they've done recently, let's be honest, Ashton is a much larger star.
By a landslide.
Josh Hartnett, he's like a niche star these days.
I haven't seen him in anything.
No, I think he was a 90s, a late 90s guy maybe, early 2000s, but now he's, yeah, I don't know. I bet he probably steals things now.
He's had petty larceny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, people do crazy things when they're poor. Which, speaking of, back when Ashton was at the University of Iowa, he was so poor that he donated his blood for money.
Wow. But that's thoughtful as well.
Right? Of all the ways you can make money, at least he's helping people.
Greg, it also says here on my information that he was in some sort of fraternity. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I know everything about fraternities because I was also in a fraternity.
Were you lucky enough to be in the same fraternity as Ashton or
no? No, well, Ashton was a Delta Chi, which is, you know, great brotherhood. Much love to you. But I was a Sigma Alpha Epsilon and totally different. Totally different. But, you know.
But you respect him and his Greek.
Oh, absolutely. We're all Greek together.
Right. What a well-rounded guy he is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was, you know, one of his fraternity brothers is Kevin Costner.
Oh, he's fun.
Yeah.
Did you know that one time my brother saw Kevin Costner in a movie theater?
I did not know that.
That was during when, here's a fun fact for the people about us, Greg. Kevin Costner filmed the movie Message in a Bottle in our hometown.
He did. I remember.
And during that little hoopla, he wanted to go see a movie, and he checked out a movie. And my brother checked out a movie at the same time, and just a couple of guys watched a movie together, you know?
Now, if that tells you how long ago that was, there were still video stores around.
No, it was a movie theater.
Oh, well, you said checked out, but you made it sound like...
No, I meant, like, checked it out. Like, they check, let's check out this new movie.
Like when I check out a girl's ass.
Yes, yes.
Not actually renting it.
That's right.
I'm just viewing it.
That's right. I like that we were in such a transitional phase, though, because we still had all the video stores. We had, like, we had to rent games to play them.
Right. You ever actually rent an entire console?
I think I went to, like, birthday parties where somebody did, though.
I rented different ones a couple times.
Yeah, had to pick, you know?
Yeah, it was cool.
That's what I like about, that is one of the better things of our generation is, though, we still got, like, we got the tail end of that old school style stuff. Before it all changed to these.
Back when you still had to, like, call people on their home phone and, like, talk to their parents before you could talk to your buddy.
Exactly. It was fun. Something about that was nice, you know?
Simpler times.
So, you know what else is nice?
What?
Ashton created the MTV reality show Punk'd in 2003 with his friend, Jason Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah, so just working with his friend. That's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah. Yeah. He is, he's down to earth. Just real friendly. Not that I've met him, but I can tell.
We'd be overwhelmed if we met him, you know?
Yeah. I'd have to hide my name so that he didn't come across these two podcasts where we're just sucking his dick the whole time.
Yeah, to embarrass ourselves, you know?
Although, you know what? I hope Ashton hears these because he deserves the praise.
I agree. 100%. He's a great guy. You know, he wrestled in high school, and in his senior year, he injured himself and had to quit, though.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's better off.
Yeah, but a lot of people say if he could have wrestled that year, he probably would have went on to win states. You know?
I know. It could have been a whole different career for the coach, man. He could have been on WWE.
Yeah, or Olympic-style wrestling.
Yeah, well, if he was on that level.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Right. You know, he was also the first person on Twitter to reach 1 million followers.
Really?
Yep. It was in a race to 1 million with CNN, but he was more popular than CNN. So take that, CNN.
Wow.
Frankly, yeah. I'd much rather read the tweets of Kutch.
Than CNN, right?
Yeah.
Boring.
What are their tweets like? Oh, just drinking coffee in the newsroom, right?
Yeah. Would you rather hear that boring crap, or would you rather hear tweets from somebody who's best friends with Wilmer Valderrama?
Yeah, news at 11, CNN. Kutcher, Kutcher rules. Yeah, you know, he was Riley Smith's roommate in 1997 in New York City at the IMTA convention after knowing each other in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, their hometown. You know, I don't know who Riley Smith is, though. Do you?
No. No, I do not.
Yeah. You know, Ashton's a liberal Democrat and has supported the presidencies of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama?
Most celebrities do. They usually vote Democratic.
Yeah, that's hardly a fun fact.
Yeah, that's just a fact. That's general knowledge at this point.
Yeah. You know, what might not be general knowledge, though, is he's a huge Chicago Bears fan.
Yeah, well, good for him. Go Bears.
Yeah, if you peruse some photos of Kutcher online like Greg and I do, you may come across some of him wearing various items celebrating his team, the Bears.
Wow. Kutcher, a Chicago man, you know? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Cubs license plate on the front of my car.
That's right. But you should think about replacing it with a Kutch plate.
The Kutch man?
Yeah.
Just the picture of Ashton Kutcher's face.
Yeah, it'd be great. And then put Kutch man on the back one that actually has to see.
Yeah, do you think that I can get that vanity plate?
Yeah, definitely.
You don't think Ashton Kutcher's already taken it? Kutch man.
Yeah, that's true. No, he probably has Chris Kutcher. Hey, why don't you share some famous quotes that Kutcher's been recorded saying for us, Greg? You know, so the people can hear what Kutcher says. You know, as a
well. Sure.
Oh. You hear that?
I hear it. Now, folks, that sound means it's about time to wrap it up. But we'll get a couple quotes in here.
You know, time flies when you're talking about the best actor of our generation.
So here's him speaking on Eminem and his music.
Oh, that's fun.
I think he's got guts for saying what he said. People get way too worked up about that stuff instead of just enjoying it. Well put, Kutch man.
Yeah, but what kind of quote was that, Greg? We don't know what you're talking about. What was Eminem saying? What is?
I think he just means on his music in general.
Oh, okay. So he's saying.
Eminem's always saying something controversial. Kutch man just appreciates it.
So the quote is just on his whole career. Eminem's whole career. let me read a quote here. Alright?
Alright.
You know, let me try to do it in my best Kutcher voice too.
Please do.
I'll never be the best actor in Hollywood, but I hope to be the hardest working. Pretty
wow.
Good.
Inspiring.
And it tells us exactly what we already knew about the guy, that he is the hardest working actor in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's a guy who goes from mopping the floors
at General Mills, where his dad worked,
to being one of the biggest faces in Hollywood.
Yeah, here's another thing that kind of is in that same vein. Here's another quote. I'm a guy's guy. I don't comb my hair unless I have to. I don't use lotions or fancy shampoos.
Yeah, he's a man's man.
Yep. Well, he said guy's guy, but...
Oh, sorry. I don't want to misquote.
Yeah.
He's a guy's guy.
You got anything else for us? Any other quotes?
Well...
Give us your best Ashton, too. Come, he deserves for us to at least try to mimic his voice.
I say whatever I think is whatever is on my mind, and I just hope that it comes out good. I just try to have a lot of fun.
Pretty good. You made him sound a little nerdy, though.
Yeah, I think it needs to be a little deeper. Like, modeling is best because you have to look hot, which comes easy to me, you know? I'm blessed with that.
You see, he must have been having fun with the interviewer for that quote.
That's a pretty funny quote.
Let me end this on a really long quote. Let's end today's second part, spectacular, with this really long quote about the butterfly effect. How about that?
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, this was an Ashton Kutcher quote in 2004. I thought that I was it was a fantastic metaphor for life and pretty enlightening, and I appreciated the opportunity to play a character that's blind to trauma and takes place in his life. The violence that is in the movie, I thought it was a fantastic metaphor for how blind we are as a society and as people to the things that actually do happen on a day-to-day basis and how we kind of just block them out. And whether it be through our media or whatever, we go, oh, it's not happening in my world, so it's not happening. And in this movie, there's a great representation of the violence with the kids and the pedophilia and these things these kind of things that the guys could have taken the easy road and kind of squeamishly cut around, but they weren't afraid of it. Looks fade, don't get too attached.
Yeah. That was Bill Cosby, everybody.
Yeah, but you know he kind of does that. He kind of does that, like, Jackie! Come on, Jackie!
Jackie!
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's where I'm basing that off of. And, you know, just so you know, his 2.5 men salary, $20 million.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Actually, I think the people want to know this quote on filming sex scenes. Greg, why don't you read that for them?
You sort of try to set some ground rules. I think it was Sir Lawrence Oliver who said, I apologize if I get aroused, and I apologize if I do not get aroused. There's always that awkward state of, is this okay? Is that okay? In between, it's just like, let's act like nothing happened. Then you see how good an actor you really are.
Wow, Greg, thanks for that Ashton Kutcher quote that featured a Sir Lawrence Oliver quote in the middle of it.
Quotes within quotes.
That's right. And this has been Rogers and Wonder within a podcast.
Known as Live to Tape.
Thanks, friends. Hope you enjoyed listening to the Kutch about the Kutch Man. As we did talking about him.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Later.